USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. House Democrats say it is unsurprising Donald Trump could soon be facing a federal indictment in the special counsel's investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot.
Time and time again, our focus was to seek the truth and to make sure that there's accountability.
Democratic Caucus Chairman Pete Aguilar told reporters Tuesday he appreciates the work of the Justice Department and believes the agency's focused on holding people accountable no matter who they are. The former president revealed Tuesday he received a letter telling him he is the target in the criminal investigation for his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. The White House condemning reports that Texas guardsmen were told to push illegal immigrants back towards Mexico and into the Rio Grande, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We saw those reports clearly. If they are true, it is abhorrent.
They came from a Texas state trooper who was working as a medic along the border. At the same time, the feds are out with the latest numbers on illegal immigration, and it shows the lowest level of encounters since February 2021. Ron DeSantis says that he'll stop mass illegal immigration at the border and combat communist China if elected president.
Our enemies are whetting their appetite. You know why? Because they're seeing America take its eye off the ball.
The governor was in South Carolina Tuesday, where he became the first high-profile Republican presidential candidate to file paperwork for the state's primary. More details are coming out about the U.S. soldier being held in North Korea after an unauthorized border crossing. CBS News reports the troop was being escorted back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons and somehow managed to slip through security and join a UN tour of the demilitarized zone. That's when UN command said the troop crossed into North Korea. He's not been publicly identified, and officials say they're working to resolve the situation. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Some passengers aboard a Las Vegas flight to Atlanta fainted while waiting for takeoff due to extreme heat.
The Delta Airlines captain apologized over the plane's intercom about the lack of air conditioning.
Apologize for the situation being very hot back there.
At least five people had to be wheeled off the plane, and travelers were given the choice to leave, but it would take days to get another flight to their destination. Officials say passengers were asked to disembark back into the airport after 4 hours on the hot plane. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
California-based fast food chain In-N-Out is banning employees from wearing masks in five states.
Workers in Texas, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, and Utah will no longer be allowed to wear medical masks unless they have a note from their doctor. The policy goes into effect August 14th, but workers in California and Oregon are exempt. Those who receive permission to wear a mask in the affected states will be required to wear a company-provided N95 mask. The new guidelines aim to encourage employee and customer interaction. Nika Magahis.
Taco John's is abandoning its Taco Tuesday trademark. The decision comes after rival Taco Bell filed a petition in May with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to end the trademark after being owned by Taco John's for more than three decades. The CEO of Taco John's said the company is dropping the fight to defend the trademark because it doesn't want to pay the legal fees. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.